It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the instant replay of a game between the San Jose Sharks and the Dallas Stars. Game 71 on the season for Sharks hockey. Final score, the Stars 6 and the Sharks 3 in front of a crowd of 12,208 fans at the Tank. In the first period, there were several chances on both sides, but Dallas had puck control, and they outshot the Sharks 12-8. Still, the Sharks persevered, and with the score 0-0, Nico Sturm had a semi-breakaway that wound up drawing a penalty. Ahead man pass, Vlasic. Sturm splits the defense, breakaway, penalty coming up.
Goal.
He shoots it on net, savings it across the line. Referee says no penalty shot. Referee says slashing penalty against Dallas. The slashing penalty was on Esa Lindell at 10 minutes and 18 seconds. Looked to us as if maybe a penalty shot could have been warranted. However, the puck did cross the goal line, and yet because of Sturm's forward progress, kind of bumped into the goaltender and knocked the puck into the net. And so it was not ruled a legal goal after they looked at it, and the result was a 0-0 tie at a power play for San Jose. Now, the Sharks' power play has really been improving at this stage of the season, but Dallas's penalty killing has produced, to this game, 12 shorthanded goals, including this play by Wyatt Johnston. McDonald on the point, back to Zadina, top of the right circle, return left point, McDonald shoots, it's blocked, Zadina grabs it, holds it, back to McDonald, shoots one, blocked in front by Ben, he dishes it off, and Johnston might have a shorthanded breakaway, diving, Costin couldn't get it, breakaway, shot, score! A shorthanded goal for Wyatt Johnston. And what a play by Jamie Benn to get him the puck. 1-0 Dallas. As I mentioned, the 12th goal of the season shorthanded for the Dallas Stars. And Wyatt Johnston, who was so devastating in his last trip to SAP Center when he had 3 goals and 2 assists on March the 5th, came up with his 27th goal of a season. Jamie Benn assisting, and the Stars led by the score of 1-0. At 16:28 of the first period, Mason Marchman, who spent a lot of time hanging around SAP Center at Sharks Ice while his dad Brian was playing as a Sharks player, would come up with this one to make it 2-0. Here's Carpenter across the line. Nice dish to the right. Burrows takes the pass, throws it toward the goal save. There's a rebound there. That is a really good defensive job in front of the net by Steele, who knocked it away from Bailey. Then ahead right side. Here's Mason Marchman into the Sharks zone. Angle shot. Did that go in? I think it might have gone in. It did go in. Mason Marchment really ripped that, got his 20th goal of a season. Sam Steele with that good defensive play got the only assist at 16:28 of the first. And Dallas went to the dressing room, leading by the score of 2-0 at the end of one. The Sharks wanted to come back and score a couple of goals to get back even, but it would go Dallas's way right off the hop. Off the faceoff, here comes Dallas. Robertson shoots and scores! Down the left wing side, moving into the offensive zone, Robertson puts it right through the legs of goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood. Kyle Burrows defending on the play, but the puck slips through everything. 3-0. Dallas just 14 seconds after the opening faceoff. Crazy, but exactly 40 seconds later, Alexander Barabanov would end a lengthy goalless drought and get the Sharks back in the game. Root is in deep, acting like a forward, forechecking. Nobody else is doing it, so he might as well. Because now it's work free behind the net. And it's sent in front, they score! William Eklund gets a pass from Ruta, and then right in front of the goal, a golden opportunity, snapped home by Alexander Barabanov, ending a 26-game goalless drought to get the Sharks on the board 54 seconds into the second period. Incredible. Two goals in the first minute of the second period. One, Robertson, his 25th unassisted at 14 seconds. And then Barabanov, his fourth from Eklund and from Ruda at 54 seconds of the second frame. That was a great goal by Barabanov, ending a goalless drought that goes back to the beginning of January when he had a goal against the Winnipeg Jets. Okay, so 3-1 at that point. And then the Sharks went on the power play when at 1:52 of the second period, Sam Steele got a holding call. What happened? 8 seconds later, it was William Eklund finishing it off to make it a one-goal game. Bortolo wins the draw. Addison on the point doesn't shoot. Goes to Granlund. Goes to Bortolo. Feeds it across. Shot, score! William Eklund from Bortolo. That's a spectacular execution of a power play. And the Sharks are back in the game. Now they're only down 3-2 as Eklund picks up the goal for Eklund, his 12th of the year. Boy, Eklund with a nice little burst in the first 2 minutes of the second period, picking up an assist on the Barabanov goal. And then with this play, his 12th of a season on the power play, Bortolo, a brilliant pass to him, gets one assist, and Mikhail Granlund got the other. It made the score Dallas 3 and the Sharks 2. But Dallas would take a 4-2 lead. Their captain, Jamie Benn, playing on a line with Logan Stankoven and Wyatt Johnston, just continued to buzz in the offensive zone, and this play made it 4-2. Johnston across the line, dropped past Stankoven, had a back checker on him in McDonald, so as he tried to accept the pass, it knocked in front, but now in front of the goal, the Stars score! Right after a good defensive play, the puck went deep, and Jamie Benn is in the slot, puts it up top off a weird bounce from behind the goal, and Dallas takes a 4-2 lead. Dallas just keeps on working. Jamie Benn gets his 17th of a season. Wyatt Johnston and also Nils Lundqvist assisting on that play at 8:05. A weird bouncer, but Johnston got Benn the puck. He put it in, and it was 4-2 Stars. Again, 17th goal of a season for Benn. That turned out to be the game-winning goal. But not before the Sharks would make it a one-goal game again, as Klim Kostin would get credit for this one. Here's Kostin moving in, shooting it, score! Kostin moves in on the left wing side, and that stick had eyes at the end of it, because where those eyes were looking is where the puck ended up. Low to the glove side of goaltender Wedgwood, Klim Kostin makes it a 4-3 game. So the Sharks were right back in it again. Mikhail Granlund got the lone assist on Kostin's 6th of the season, and the Sharks were down 4-3. But then the scoring parade continued. This time, unfortunately for San Jose, it would go Dallas's way. Now Bailey tips it back to the point. Ruda, cross ice, front, the drive, blocked down low in front as Barabanov was trying to set up the screen in front. Here comes Dallas. They pick it up. Uh-oh, Johnston's got a breakaway. Moves in, backhander, score! Oh, man, Wyatt Johnston is having a series for the ages against the Sharks. He gets behind the San Jose defense, and he beats Blackwood with a backhander to make it 5-3 Dallas. Oh. Can you believe it? At 10:13 of the second period, Wyatt Johnston, his 28th goal of the season, second goal of the night, third point of the evening. Jamie Benn gets his third point with an assist. Joe Pavelski also assisting, and so it was 5-3 Dallas. So from the start of the second period until the 10:13 mark, three goals in 9 minutes and 59 seconds by the Sharks and the Stars. And that's how the second period would end, with Dallas outshooting San Jose 15-9 in the middle frame and taking that 5-3 lead into the second period dressing room. In the third, Dallas would dominate. They would outshoot the Sharks 14-5 and 41-22 totals for the game. The only goal would occur when Mario Ferraro took what looked like a somewhat phantom hooking call at 11:04. And then 41 seconds later, it would be Robertson that would get his second goal of the night on the power play this time to finish up the scoring. It's Robertson stick handling down the wing into the corner. Throws a backhand pass right point. There's Haskinen moving to his left, feeds top of the circle. Robertson shoots and scores! Second goal for Jason Robertson, number 26 on the year. This one is a power play goal, and Dallas takes a 6-3 lead. Robertson had 8 shots on goal, and he had 7 more attempts toward the net. Those opportunities gave Dallas great chances, but his second goal of the game was just a thing of beauty. 26th of the year from Haskinen and from Hintz. Haskinen's 40th assist of the year, and Dallas would win going away 6-3. Once again, the final shots on goal for the game, 41-22 in favor of Dallas. On the power plays, Dallas was 1-for-4, and the Sharks were 1-for-3, and the Stars also added a shorthanded goal, their 12th of the year. San Jose, now on the season, has dropped back to 16-47-8. They have 40 points, and they are winless in their last eight games at 0-7-1. The Dallas Stars, on the other hand, pick up a very important couple of points. They're 45-19-9. They've got 99 points on the year. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.